The state's election equipment and software is outdated. Along with considering a replacement, state officials are looking at a new election system in which many more voters would cast their votes by mail. But rural Alaskans don't want a system that entirely relies on mail. A work group that's advising Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott on election policy met by phone today to talk about possible changes to the system. Vergine Hanna of the Institute of Social and Economic Research, or ICER, presented survey results from Southwest Alaska. Residents there prefer the current system, but are open to having the option of voting by mail once they hear more about it.
Not surprisingly, the more dissatisfied they were with the mail service, the more likely they were to respond that they wanted to keep voting the way it is now.
Any changes would not happen this year. State officials are aiming to replace the equipment and software by the elections in 2020. If the new system is like that used by Anchorage this year, all voters would receive their ballots in the mail. They would have a choice whether to return them by mail or take them to a polling place. The state hired the consulting company Resource Data to advise the Division of Elections on potential changes to state law that would allow more voting by mail. Dennis Wheeler is leading this work.
Just as an example, currently in the books is a statute that says the division director can hold elections by mail as long as they're not coinciding with the primary or any municipal election. So obviously that's a hurdle that makes vote by mail not much of an option at this point.
State officials say one of their goals is to maximize the accessibility of the voting system. The first Anchorage municipal election that was primarily vote by mail had the highest voter turnout of the past decade. Division Director Josie Banke says the state must replace its outdated equipment. She says any change to the current voting system must work well across the state. That's why the state asked ICER to survey Southwest Alaska.
One of the guiding principles of the group is that if it doesn't work for rural Alaska, it won't work for Alaska. And so we've been very cognizant of that.
The overall cost of replacing the election equipment and software is nearly $5 million. The state has received a $3 million grant from the federal government to replace them.